A suicide car bomber killed at least 11 people in the city of Ramadi yesterday as Iraq is preparing for parliamentary elections on March 7th. The campaigning has been marred by attempted assassinations, arrests, and bombings at political party headquarters. Campaign posters are being torn down or defaced. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
In recent days in the northern city of Mosul, Christians have come under attack. At least four have been killed and many others threatened. It has caused an exodus from the city, according to local priests interviewed by NPR. Louis Merkus is a Christian member of a local council where the persecuted Christians are fleeing to. Reached by telephone in his hometown of Hamdaniya, he said there is no doubt the violence is related to the upcoming vote.
In every election, we are subjected to the same scenario of killing, repression, displacement, and marginalization. The aim is to sideline and prevent the Christians from voting and electing their true representatives.
In Mosul, Christians are seen as a crucial swing vote in the upcoming political battle between Arabs and Kurds over control of that city. But they are not the only ones facing violence this election season. All over Iraq, rival political factions are involved in a campaign of dirty tricks. Sheikh Bassem al-Fawadi lies in his bed while well-wishers come to greet him. He was shot three times in his leg. He says he was lucky.
Two young people knocked at the door claiming to have religious questions. When I opened the door, they started shooting, then ran away.
He says he doesn't know who was behind the attack, but he believes the aim was political because he's linked to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's party. Equally murky was a series of bombings this week in Baghdad outside the headquarters of four different political groups that are contesting the elections. At the office of the Labour and National Salvation Alliance, workmen are putting the place back in order after a bombing last Monday. Party candidate Hussein Nasser al-Hasnawi says it was an act of intimidation.
They are targeting our list, but we will continue the campaign. We are cleaning up the blood that was shed here.
Hasnawi says he expects more attacks.
I do expect it, unfortunately. It seems that Iraq's democracy won't be built without bloodshed.
In several districts of Baghdad this week, campaign posters of Prime Minister Maliki were torn down or defaced. A new political party called Ahrar claims its campaign workers have been shot at, kidnapped, and even murdered for the, quote, crime of putting up election posters. Iraqi and international analysts say political groups in power are trying to remove their opponents by other means as well. Already over 500 candidates have been banned from running in the elections for alleged ties to Saddam Hussein's now outlawed Ba'ath Party. The alleged resurgence of the Ba'ath is an issue that is being played up big in Shiite areas by Shiite parties. Al-Farat TV station is funded by the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, one of the largest Shiite groups here. This spot features music that could well have come from the soundtrack of the movie The Omen, with archival footage of men being beaten and tortured during Saddam's rule. It's a not-so-subtle scare tactic that is meant to rally Shiites around a sectarian banner. One of the main parties targeted in the Ba'athist purge is the non-sectarian Iraqiyalist of former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. One of the party's leading members was among those banned from the vote. Earlier this month, the party chief in Diyala province, Najim al-Harbi, was arrested by the security services and hasn't been heard from or seen since. At the party headquarters in Diyala, Hussam al-Ubaidi alleges that most of the security services in the province are dominated by Shiites who are doing the bidding of the ruling parties.
We wanted to hold a peaceful demonstration to draw attention to our detained candidate, but we were not allowed by the security services. Is this the democracy America brought?
Ubaidi says party members fear further arrests, but he insists with these elections, change is coming to Iraq. And when it does, he says, those who are behind this will be questioned. There will be, he says, a judgment day. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.